can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 993ESPN. And the 993ESPN app. That's quite a toe tapper on a Monday. Still social distancing. Pete Shepherd in his Bonita home studios. I am in Estero with Chris on each side of the glass. Pete Shepherd has a really mean mama alligator laying eggs right outside his window. I think he's still alive. Did you go visit it?
She is. Yeah, she's actually moved a tad closer now, but she's just there. It's not moving. It's been there. It's over 12 hours now.
She's lazy.
For 12 hours.
Got to move for 12 hours. That was me weekend. I left the show here on Friday. I went home and I never left the house. That's like a dream come true for me. I've never been able to pull that off for a whole weekend until I came back here.
Amazing.
Because, you know, I like to hunker down, be an introvert on my spare time, my free time. That's what I did. There were a lot more neighbors in my neighborhood than I'm used to. I got a bunch of neighbors. You know, half of my neighborhood is like snowbirds and the other half are full time. And it seemed like everybody was in their back lanais and their pools.
So are you like Chris Cody, who gets offended if you're walking down the street and somebody turns and goes the other way or crosses the street? Because he was really upset about that.
No, I encourage it. Although if you're walking by me, I'll give you a nod. I'll give you a hello. The problem was, though, if the person's got a dog and they got a bag full of poop and they wave that at me, then, you know, that happens sometimes.
Well, I went for a walk. I believe this was yesterday around my neighborhood in the morning and I was walking clockwise around the neighborhood. Our neighborhood's a circle. Right. So I was walking clockwise around the neighborhood. Another older couple walking counterclockwise.
Yeah.
So we came into them on two separate occasions.
Yes, I have a question. Okay.
They saw us. They walked to the other side of the road where there is no sidewalk and didn't even acknowledge us.
Really?
Not even a hi.
Wow.
Wow.
Both times? Awful. I thought that was a little rude.
I did.
Rude. That is rude.
The guy was wearing a Green Bay Packers hat as well. I have a very high thought of people from the Wisconsin area.
Right.
Salt of the earth people.
Yeah.
Good people from there. Center of the country. Better than Indiana, that's for sure.
Oh, that's nonsense. Maybe they were social distancing, Chris. Were they elderly?
But
they didn't want to catch your germs.
They were elderly.
All right, maybe they're afraid of you.
And I didn't say anything.
Yes.
But you can wave. Waving is not social distancing.
Right.
You're being an ass is what you're being.
All right. Now, let me...
You, Craig, I pointed at you.
Right,
you're the Packers fan.
Now, let's delve that into another question. Going for a walk in the neighborhood, opposite directions. You pass somebody. You say hello. How are you? You each go your separate ways. What happens 15 minutes later when you cross paths again on the other side of the neighborhood? Are you obligated to give a nod, or do you just awkwardly ignore each other? What do you do there?
I always say that happens a lot, even before the
bye. Yes, it does.
I always say, stop following me, or we meet, or hey, we meet again. Something funny.
That doesn't surprise me right there. That sounds like a line Pete Shepherd would throw out there.
Yeah, that does sound like a
funny, goofy, nerdy line.
I just do the, hey, we've acknowledged each other. I'm not saying any of this. It's all done with a head nod and eye contact.
I'm going head nod.
Hey, we've said hi.
Yeah.
I'm still hoping that you're doing well.
Yeah.
But we don't need to verbalize this again. We've done this conversation. We don't have to.
Yeah. A lot of
usually would just go with a quick, hello again, and just keep going.
That'd be acceptable.
That would be acceptable.
Hi again.
A little too friendly for me, but okay.
Depends on the neighbor.
A little
sure.
too friendly.
Depends on the neighbor.
Yeah. Craig's like, get out of my way.
We've already done this. I don't need to do it. I don't have the energy to do it again. That's so awkward. So, yeah, I saw all these neighbors out. I didn't mingle with anybody. In fact, I thought they were getting a little loud at one point. But, you know, I was like, we're under a national emergency, so I was chill.
What do you mean loud?
Well, we had five kids across the pond attempting to play baseball on a little sliver of land between the pond and the screen in Lanai. They must have damaged the hell out of that Lanai screen because they were hitting home runs into it all day. And then the next group over had a bunch of people jumping in the pool. And then the next house over, it was weird. Two teenage daughters were like, they were out in their bikinis, and the mom was out taking photos of them for like a long time.
That's
for social
strange.
Media.
Yeah.
That I found bizarre.
Family pictures.
Probably not.
It was for social media. three more houses down. It was a guy who was, he was jumping in his pool every 5 seconds, every time his dogs were barking at him. And that was a little loud for me. But you know what? I'm cool. I'm chill Craig on weekends.
Hold on.
Just hanging out.
Hold on. So you thought it got a little too rambunctious because kids were playing baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. And frolicking in the pool, God forbid.
Right.
Yeah.
Other kids were playing in the pool.
Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Saturday. This was Saturday.
Sorry. On a Saturday.
Yeah. Sunday was much quieter.
The girls across the way taking pictures were too loud for you, apparently.
Yeah. Well, not loud. But
again, taking pictures
awkward.
Were too loud for you. And then dogs barking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All reasonable requests, I think, if you would have told them to shut up.
Well, I didn't. I didn't. I kept my mouth shut. But you're
You're the Ebenezer Scrooge of coronavirus. That's what you are,
it's
Craig Sheeman.
Unbelievable.
No, what
it
I really
is
need,
unbelievable.
I need
how
a
much
private house
people.
On Yuseppa Island where I won't run into any riffraff that are making noises. I need quiet. I need peace and quiet.
And how long did these kids bother you, frolicking in the pool and, God forbid, playing some sort of wiffle ball game?
See, bothering is a strong word, but it was all day, Pete. All day, until the sun went down. All day. I was telling my wife the other day, like 2 months ago, before all this coronavirus nonsense started, I said, man, we're so busy. We're always running back and forth. We've always got a to-do list, always something going on. I pay all this money for this beautiful house. I want to enjoy it. Well, guess what I'm doing now?
Enjoying it?
I'm just sitting there enjoying it because there ain't nothing going on. Water in the pool still cold for me to go in. It was got up to 79 to 80 on Sunday. As you know, I don't go in until it hits 85.
Well, what's the golf
so
at right now?
Same. About the same.
Okay,
well, my pool is always pretty much what the golf is.
How could you hear all the noise? Did you have your doors open? You telling me? With
I
the
was
air
sitting outside
on?
In my screen lanai. We have northern exposure, so I'm in the shade. It's nice.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah, top notch. So yeah, it was lovely out.
Well, I got in the golf this weekend, and it was chilly when
was
you got
nippy?
In, but once you got in,
yeah.
That was nice.
Did you totally submerge, or were you just
yeah.
getting off a boat and slushing onto the island?
I did too last week before. Yes.
No, I jumped all the way in, head everything.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Olympics are about to be postponed now, according to IOC member Dick Pound, until 2021, developing story right this second on ESPN, which is what that athlete said earlier in Sound Street. So,
what was his name?
Dick Pound.
Okay.
D-I-C-K-S-P-O-U-N-D. It's right on the TV. Look up. It's right there. You think I'm making that up? IOC
I hope
member,
not.
Dick Pound.
Can we go with
Stop
Richard?
It.
Can we go
Stop
with
it.
Richard, please?
That's not his name.
Let's go. Jeremy Schaff is on there right now talking about Dick Pound. We had Dick Trickle. We had he was an auto race driver. Can't we be mature about this?
No. No, we cannot. Can we go with Richard, please?
It says Dick Pound up there. Right in front of me. I'm watching my big TV. I'm watching
I'm
Jeremy
watching
Schaff.
The same channel. I got it on. I'm calling him Richard.
It says Dick right there. How do you think Hannah Storm feels having to say that name?
Pete, when you said that, me and Craig looked at each other like, huh? Because we didn't have it on ESPN in here, so we didn't know what you were talking about.
What were you watching?
We had a news network on.
Oh.
We're so immature.
We need it. I'm sorry. It's been like 2 weeks of mature conversation on this show. You give me a good Dick Pound and we're going to laugh. Sorry. IOC member Dick Pound, by the way.
Yeah, and I want to know how long Dick Pound has been a member of the IOC. He must be pretty high up if he's saying the game's going to be postponed for until 2021.
I can't tell you how many people are crashing their cars listening to our show right now. They're all texting and driving right now. Sam, I'm driving off the road laughing my ass off.
Not funny. Not funny.
No, of course not.
No.
But
right.
Dick Pound told USA Today IOC member that the Olympics won't be postponed likely until 2021.
Driveway Social Club second says you can't beat that name. No, you can't.
No. No, you can't.
How many interns had to recheck that that was actually his name? Like, this news should have broken 4 hours ago, but nobody could believe that.
Well, if the man wanted to be known by Richard, he would have said it. But it says, IOC member Dick Pound, colon, Olympics will be postponed.
Colon?
Well, it is a
really?
Colon there.
Colon?
On the headline.
Jeez.
Hannah Storm is talking to Jeremy Schaap right now. Am I making this up? It's true.
I can't do the remaining. I can't do the remaining 45 minutes of the show. I can't.
Hang on. I'm going to take a picture.
Of what?
The headline on the screen.
I want to be careful of what?
No, of the headline right there. There it is.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm looking at the same channel in my studio.
I'm going to tweet it out and give me 10 seconds.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I mean, we're not making it up.
No, we're not. Now the phones are blowing up.
Okay, I just tweeted it out. Chris, you can retweet it or put it on.
239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. If your name is Richard, we'll put you to the top of the order.
It's been on the screen the whole time.
I know. Take it down, Jeremy Schaap. We don't need to look at it.
Take it down?
Take it down.
Why? There's a lot of people out there, Craig Sheeman, that need to know Dick Pound and who he is and what he represents. He's an IOC member. He just likely canceled the Olympics, postponed my butt. It's 2020, likely till 2021.
Oh, gosh.
All right, what do I do here? 239-337-ESPN is the number.
Good luck, Craig. Pivot.
Did you retweet it?
Not yet.
I'm going to the phone. Oh, these texts are unbelievable. I can't read one of them. I cannot read one of them on the air. Let's go.
Cougar
to the
Hunter
phones.
Has Dick Pound.
No, I don't want to promote a website we don't know about. No.
Oh, that's true.
No.
Let's go to the maturity. The maturity of a 19-year-old is going to bring us back to sports. Sean, you're on Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Hi, Sean.
What's up, fellas?
What's going
What's
on?
Happening?
First of all, you guys are dying over that name too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but so I saw that PJ Walker got signed by the Panthers.
Yes.
And now my question for you guys is, so I know a couple weeks ago we talked about how the XFL canceled the regular season and nothing about their playoffs. If they do go through the playoffs, how do you think the Roughnecks are going to do without P.J. Walker being a quarterback, since he'll be with the Panthers when the playoffs come around, if they do them?
You don't really care that, do you? Don't you more concerned that the Giants just re-signed Corey Coleman to a one-year deal earlier
I'm
today?
I'm happy about that, because this kid, I think he was injured last season, in the beginning of the season.
He suffered an ACL in July, yes.
So I want to see him come back and see what he can do with Darius Slayton and Daniel Jones.
I'd rather talk about that than fantasy XFL. XFL, forget about the XFL, Sean. That's done. They're done.
They're coming back next year.
They got 85 players that maybe will be in the NFL this year. Yeah, they're coming back, but
got to sign some of those receivers to the Giants roster. We could really use them. Maybe a quarterback.
Hey, you got Colt McCoy as your backup now. You're good to go, Sean.
I'm hoping he does good. He did pretty good with the Redskins until he ended up like Alex Smith.
Yeah, no doubt.
So hopefully he doesn't do that for a second time in a row. I don't know. Giants have a pretty long history with people getting injured, except our quarterback. So, you know, after having Eli for 16 years and no injury, seeing Daniel Jones go down, yes. Which is kind of like, well, now we know what every other team in the league feels like.
Yes, no doubt. Sean, thank you. I appreciate you bringing some maturity back to the show after Pete's Dick Pound incident. By the way, there was some other news regarding quarterbacks, and includes the Panthers. Kyle Allen gets traded to the Redskins today, which means the Redskins probably will not be in play to either draft or be traded out of their position if somebody's interested in Tua earlier in the draft. So that's one less worry for the Dolphins.
I'll tell you this right now. I just got a text from Tom Brady Sr., and I'm trying to get him on the show this week at some point, because I sent him a nice text last week. I said, don't bother responding until this is all settled. This is when it wasn't official yet that he was with them. He said, thanks, Pete. Got your wish, and glad he's there as well.
All right.
That's from Ted. So I want a chance to see if he can come on with us, because he was on with us last year, too, and yeah. He's great. He tells it like it is. He's a straight shooter, and we might be able to find out a little bit more as to what led him here.
Yeah, like the story that was out this weekend. I saw that Brady was actually pissed since the Malcolm Butler incident in the Super Bowl, and it's been seething and steaming ever since. Maybe. It's part of it.
Yeah, it certainly is part of it. No question about it. And you know, like I said, it's Rick Stroud had a real good article this week about it. Wickersham had a good article today on ESPN about it. It's just a combination of a few things. And you know, the bottom line is it was time.
Apparently, Dick Pound is a big author.
Is that the same Dick Pound?
Really?
I don't know. Maybe it's a different Mr. Pound.
Huh. Mr. Pound. Mr. LB.
I feel like I can't say that into a microphone.
I know. It's very, very crazy. So, yeah, that was legitimate news. Dick Pound announcing that the Olympics will be delayed.
Wow.
Possibly canceled. Right now they're using the word postponed. Does that mean to 2021? Or does that mean later in the fall?
Well, if we can try to break this down legitimately, and once we stop laughing at the name Dick Pound, which I think we're over that as of now.
Okay.
It's been like 10 minutes.
All right.
We can move on.
We've calmed down.
But you brought up TV networks. NBC might not necessarily want the Olympics to be pushed back to, let's say, September.
Right.
If the sports world gets back to normal, because now you're going to have Olympics going up against football, NBA playoffs. Like, you're not going to have the entire U.S. audience on your sporting event. You're going to have it split any which way. By the way, Masters, some rumblings. Early October is when they're shooting.
Right, and that makes sense, right?
Right. I've seen a couple things on Twitter of people having their early October hotel reservations in and around Augusta canceled.
Really?
Unexpectedly.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay.
So.
That's a hot tip.
It is. It is a hot tip. So, but I found it on Twitter, so I feel like anybody else could have found that as well.
Fall foliage instead of the azaleas in bloom. You know, they could put some special fertilizer on those azaleas and get them cranking back up again, can't they?
Put fake ones out there. Just throw some pink up on the board. That's all we care about, right?
Yeah.
Fake. So you only want steroid flowers? What?
Nothing.
Texters are sick.
Nothing.
I thought we'd moved on.
We tried.
Oh!
Pete's on a 20-second delay.
No, I just... No.
Now your wife's going to walk in. Pete, what are you looking at in there? All right, I can't even mention that on the radio. I apologize.
Oh, my
Lord.
That's just
bad radio. People are sending X-rated stuff now, and I don't...
Sorry.
I don't need it.
Everybody knows the picture that's going around.
Everybody knows
your
that picture?
Your buddies have sent you that picture.
I've never seen that picture
before. Oh, everybody's buddies have sent them that picture.
Not mine, because I have no friends.
I'll send it to you, Craig.
No, please don't. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Curious, let's update the Twin Peaks Twitter poll. I'm curious what people watched. I know there was a big production, eNASCAR Sports, and they did their little fake video game thing, and they did it like it was a real broadcast. Quality was pretty good. They did it was Homestead, right? The Homestead track. Guys like Jeff Gordon did an actual broadcast, but it was an E version, little E back to racing. And Denny Hamlin edging him out. I'm curious if anybody watched that. There was also a lot of classic reruns and will continue to be classic reruns of sports. I know Christian Leitner still hit the shot against Kentucky over the weekend in 1992.
Ridiculous.
So yeah. So let's update our
Who was it? Somebody texted in earlier today. Maybe I shouldn't read that on air, actually.
Okay,
so at 99.3 ESPN Radio, a little self-editing on the fly right there. That's what we call that in the biz, Pete.
All right.
At 99.3 ESPN Radio, did you watch any classic sporting events or any esports this weekend? Almost 100 votes so far. 56% said they watched neither. 28% said they watched a classic rerun of some sort. 12% said they watched esports. And 3%... watched both a classic rerun and esports.
Huh. I watched Frozen 2.
The musical.
How was it? Why?
It's what my family put on. We all sat down, a little family time. And there was good family time, like I told you earlier today, for the first time in like decades.
So
many of my kids played basketball outside. That was cool. Even my son, who just likes computers. And then we all sat down for a movie, and my wife clicks on Frozen 2.
Did you rent it?
No, breaking news here.
Oh,
unbeknownst to me, she signed up for the free Disney Plus. That's how I watched it.
You could have watched Age of Ultron and you chose Frozen?
I chose nothing. I was just sitting on the couch and it came on.
Well, and I told you on Xfinity, if you have Xfinity, Epix is free right now. I texted that to you the other day. So there's a ton of movies. If you go to On Demand and go to movies without commercials, Epix is free. At least it was up until yesterday.
Yeah. So
now there's no excuse. You have the Disney. You have Disney Plus.
I have it for a week.
Just watch it.
But here's what's
going to watch it this week?
Huh?
Can you watch Age of Ultron?
Well, I presume so if I have Disney Plus.
Yeah, no, like, I'm not asking, like, do you have the ability to? I'm saying, will you do it?
You want me to do it?
Yes, I want you to watch Age of Ultron. We're searching for content right now. Last week, the NFL gave us a lot of free agency stuff.
Right.
That's going to die down this week.
Right.
We'll have some stuff here and there. An IOC member, Dick Pound, giving us some information on the 2020 Summer Olympics. Just little nuggets dropped in here and there.
Okay.
Yep. But I think you watching Age of Ultron and spinning your thoughts on what Vision is and who Vision is would be great content for this show.
Is this
especially
over
because the new Avengers stuff is going to come out with Wanda
Thank you.
What, did, you drink, thank did, you, you, did your drinks just arrive? What the hell's going on over there?
She brought me some peanuts. The dog
You're
just jumped out of the couch
during
earlier.
The show?
Peanuts?
Yeah, peanuts.
Oh.
Well, we've got a break
coming
up.
So how long is Age of Ultron? Is it over 2 hours?
2.5 hours.
Oh,
2.5 hours. It goes by so fast. I think it might be my favorite Avenger movie.
It's my favorite Avenger movie. After going back and being able to watch all of them again and again and again and again and again, Age of Ultron's the best. It's the perfect mix. It's serious. It's got a little bit of the humor that you get when you get deeper into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Oh, I don't know.
It's got a nice balance.
Really?
Plus.
And your family will love it.
I don't think they will. So
how do you know?
So where does this take place in the timeline?
Takes place after the first Avengers.
All right.
Before Civil War.
Yes, before Civil War.
Right before Civil War. Age of Ultron is the prelude to Civil War.
I'll make you a deal, Chris.
Yes?
I will watch it before Thursday. If you watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's fair. And that's on Amazon Prime, too. So you can watch that.
He's like
it's also
he's
on
like a
free
walking
movies.
TV guide. He knows where everything is right at the
fingertips.
It is.
It's on Amazon Prime, and it's also on Xfinity on free movies without commercials. So there's no excuse.
I'm going to say tentatively that's a deal.
What do you mean tentatively?
I got to look at my schedule right here. I've been making a lot
Bachelor's
of...
Bachelor's over?
No, I've been making a lot of headway in my FIFA skills, actually.
Skills?
Yeah. Like my ability to play FIFA on Xbox.
Oh, I thought you meant you're kicking a soccer ball in your backyard.
No, I do that as well, but I'm not good enough to be professional. Right. I think I might be able to be professional if I keep at this. No sports. We're going to play FIFA for 2 hours every night.
Yeah.
Pretty good at it. What? I am. I'm pretty good at it. I don't want to toot my own horn or anything, but I've gotten...
It's a fun game.
It's a fantastic game.
Besides Matt, it's actually the funnest game to play, I think. I mean, Madden's fun, but I like watching and simulating Madden, like watching it if I'm doing something else and have it on in the background. But playing Madden against like friends is fun. But I had it for so many years as an adult in my mid to late 40s, and I had no one to play with. I had to play with I'd play, Pete, and then you start playing people online,
Pete,
which is fun.
Pete likes to watch. You'll watch anything on TV for gosh sakes, anything.
Wonder if you can call IOC member Dick Pound and play with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. I want to take you and give you a peek behind the curtain here. As you know, we are broadcasting at multiple locations as we are doing social distancing. Pete is in Bonita. I'm in Estero. Chris is in Estero. As you know, that we have Sheeman and Shepherd podcasts where we replay at your leisure. Any hour we've ever done is on our website at 993ESPN.com. Chris usually will label what we talked about that segment, and then that's kind of like the headline for what we have. So during the break, I said, Chris, how did you just label that last 20 minutes we just did for the future posting on the podcast? Chris, what did you write down that we accomplished last segment?
Here's the description so far of the 5 o'clock hour on March 23rd. Craig Sheeman is the Ebenezer Scrooge of coronavirus.
Uh-huh. Fact.
Yeah, fact.
Period. IOC member Dick Pound announces the Olympics are postponed. Uh-huh. Dot, dot, dot. We laugh at the name Dick Pound.
For 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's pretty much been the 5 o'clock hour today, though, right?
That's it in a nutshell.
It's better than looking at the news.
That's true. That is better than the news.
Absolutely it is.
All right, I'm conflicted. I always like to see what kind of national or international day today is outside of the world of sports. For example, today is National Cuddly Kitten Day, but it is also National Puppy Day. How can those be the same day? You're either a cat person or a dog person.
And not necessarily.
And cat people
once
are
again,
weird because dogs are the best.
I prefer dogs over cats. I've had both, mostly dogs my entire life. But yes, I prefer dogs. But there are people that have dogs and cats together.
That's
living
weird.
In harmony, Craig Sheeman.
Really? I'm
yes.
all about divisiveness. You either are a dog person or a cat person. And I don't like cats because I'm definitely allergic to them. I love dogs. Absolutely.
Well, I put kittens and cats in different groupings.
You do? Why?
Kittens are lovable.
Are they?
They're fun.
They both make me sneeze like nobody's business.
I don't have that problem.
I'd be spreading corona all over the place.
I can put them in different boxes, if you will, different categories. Yeah. A cat really doesn't give a bleep about you.
Yeah, right, right.
There are exceptions to this rule. I understand that.
Yes.
But
it's
on
a
the
different
whole,
kind. It's different.
But on the whole, cats, they're kind of like, eh.
Independent.
Look at my butthole as I walk away from you.
Excuse me?
That's what cats do.
Again,
unless you're in the movie Cats when they wiped them out with CGI.
Exactly.
No buttholes in that.
Exactly. Dogs and puppies, they're pretty much lovable their entire lives. Again, exceptions to the rule. But on the whole, lovable.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's my thought on it.
Right.
Well, there are, but there are also a lot of families that have both.
I thought like dogs and cats don't get along normally.
That's not necessarily true either. I think that's such a myth,
well,
especially if they're brought
fight
up together.
Like cats and dogs.
They could fight like cats. Yeah. There's a saying, fighting like cats and dogs, Pete. That's where
I
get
know,
it from.
If you have an older dog or a cat, say like 10 or older, and you bring in a puppy or a kitten, that's going to be a problem.
That's World War III.
But if you bring them up together, I don't think it's a problem at all. I've seen too many people have a kitten and a puppy at the same time, and they don't know. They act like they're best friends.
Those are people that can't make up their mind. They're indecisive people.
Broad brush again. That's the third broad brush statement you painted on society in 30 seconds.
Well, it is 5 o'clock, Craig.
Right.
I mean, and it's a Monday. I mean, I've been saving up stuff.
But I brought a puppy around, an older dog. We were living with my in-laws when me and my wife got our puppy.
Yeah.
And we brought the puppy to the house, and they had their own dog who was coming up on 10.
Was he chill or was he ticked?
No, she was pissed that we brought a new puppy into the house, and it was like 2 weeks before the older dog would even look at the puppy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it just goes for like old cats, young dogs. Mm. I don't think so.
Chris?
Yeah?
Pro Football Talk, 1 minute ago. Dolphins discussing deal with Jadeveon Clowney early in free agency.
I don't like it, but
you might get him cheap.
If you get him cheap, it's worth it.
Yeah.
Give him a 1 year deal.
Prove it.
Again,
with a team option on a second.
Wow.
Yeah, again, he could have got, well, there's a salary of $17 million per year that he turned down. He was looking for more. Big mistake.
Yeah.
Well, Pete, like you know, and Craig, you know this. It's not that I don't think any team goes into free agency saying there's no way we're signing player X. There's a value that's put on every guy, and the teams have a value, and if you could get him at that value, then you're going to sign him.
But remember, Clowney opted not to sign his franchise tag in order to go to Miami last year, which meant that a deal the Texans discussed with the Dolphins was scrapped, and he was sent to Seattle instead. So That lack of interest didn't stop the Dolphins, though, from turning back to Kalani this month.
He's trying to get back. He's trying to get to South Beach, man.
Well, he didn't want it last year, and I understand. He wanted to play for a contender last year.
Yeah.
You put him out there with, you know, with Van Noy and everybody else that they have signed. That now you're talking about not an elite defense, but damn near close to one.
Oh, you're talking your front, your because they flip back from a 3-4 to a 4-3, depending what team they're playing against. Yeah, but
for now, they may adjust that as games go on because of the talent that they have.
But hold on, right. You also before the draft has even started, you got two lockdown corners. Yep. Now you go get a defensive line making that quarterback throw in under 3 seconds.
I'm aware.
You got a little something here.
I'm aware. I'm pretty excited about
actually. You got a Landon Roberts. You got Raekwon McMillan. You got Van Noy in there. My God. I mean, that's not bad.
Well, Deion Brand, or not Deion. Deion Brand. Oh, my God. Shaq Lawson. Why did I say Deion Brand? Yeah. Shaq Lawson coming over from Buffalo as well. Oh. Like, that's a big pickup.
Absolutely. So you got Wilkins on the right side, on the left side.
Wilkins and Godchow have been good in the middle of the defensive line. Wilkins just a rookie this year. I mean, it's a young
unit. That's a
hell
of a defense.
But it has shaped up nicely during the first week of free agency. I'm fine admitting that.
And it will take a lot of pressure off that Dolphin offense because they won't be forced to score, you know, 30 points to win a game. That's a hell of an advantage.
The best thing I like about what the Dolphins did was all that cap. I mean, they plugged pieces that they need, and now they don't have to spend draft capital on it. I mean, now they can really zero in on what they want in the draft.
The offensive line is still, I don't want to say shaky because it's not shaky, but the offensive line can still use improvement, particularly at the tackles.
But with three first-rounders, one of those is going to be an O-lineman, right? We're going to get a quarterback, an O-lineman, and then I know you're not big on taking a receiver in the first round, but whatever.
No, I look at these
best player available, Chris.
I look at these running backs.
Yeah?
Yeah. I look at these running backs.
Yeah.
I get you. The Dolphins just signed Jordan Howard. Pretty team-friendly 2 years, $10 million deal.
Yeah,
but you look at it, no, I think the Dolphins have done a really good job this year. The one contract that was, maybe you scratched your head at it a little bit, was Byron Jones.
Yeah,
Is he the best corner in football? Because he was getting paid like the best corner in football for about 12 hours.
Right.
Probably not, but he's a really good corner, and I think when you put that opposite Xavier Howard, you've got the best tandem at cornerback in football.
Yeah.
Yep.
Setting up
Pineapple Pizza says, no Pat player is good after leaving the Pats. Prove me wrong. Okay, let's see. I'll start with Richard Seymour, Ty Law, Jamie Collins, even though he did not do great with Cleveland, but he came back and had a hell of a year this year. Let me think. It will be Tom Brady. That will be another one. There's been a few. Not everybody, but I think you can look at every team that way and say
Vinatieri,
another one.
Not last year, but yeah, he was really good for the Colts. Look, I mean, if you're going to point at the past 20 years and say that's the reason the Dolphins aren't going to be good, then that's fine. Then what you're saying is no franchise can ever change their fortunes. That you're saying once the Patriots lock themselves into being the worst organization in football in the 80s, that they can never improve upon that. I think that's a little ignorant, and I don't mean that as an insult to anybody, but I think that's being a little hard-headed to say that no organization can change from general manager on down and change the fortunes of the team. I think that that's kind of silly, actually.
No, of course it can happen. And with the Patriots, I mean, it took about till 1990 to hit really, really, really rock bottom. What happened? Robert Kraft ended up buying the team for Victor Kiam. Him buying the team changed everything. Then him hiring Parcells in 93, that set the tone for where they are now. Those two things don't happen, and none of this dynasty stuff even exists, not even close.
Is Victor Kiam still with us, or is he long gone from this earth?
I think he's long gone, I think.
He was a shaving guy, right?
Yes, he
was. Went from shaving to macaroni and cheese, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was not a fan.
Victor Kiam?
No.
Because those were the doomsday days of the Patriots, back when they were, you know, bad.
Yep. Rod Real Rust. Bad.
Tough times for Pete Shepard.
It was.
High odometer guy says Jones is average at best. Two picks for his career. It's three picks for his career. And according to Pro Football Focus, he is not average at best. He is top five in the league. No, Byron Jones, the
Byron.
Corner. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
the other guy I meant to mention, what they said, don't pay to Chandler Jones. I mean, he turned into half a nut job with the Patriots. They let him go to Arizona. He's had a hell of a career since. I mean, he was always a good player. It just, he had some psychological issues, shall we say, at the end. And I'm glad he kind of, I think, straightened himself out in Arizona. He's had a hell of a few seasons with them.
Chicken Salad says the best free agent transaction for the Dolphins was Tom Brady leaving the division.
Yeah, because the Dolphins really needed Tom Brady to leave to beat the Patriots. Idiot.
That's true.
Seriously. Like, I just love how people lock themselves into this idea of a football team can never change the outlook on themselves. It's stupid. It's moronic. I'm sorry. You guys are idiots that think a football team can never get better. Like, you draft number five overall, you're drafting number five overall forever, moving forward, can never change that fortune. It's stupid. The 49ers won four games in 2018. You know where they were in 2019? In the Super Bowl. Get over yourselves.
I think what he's meaning, Chris, is more of the division. I'm taking it like he means like if he's
I
out.
I like
so.
The chicken salad tweet.
The chicken or the chicken text. Salad text is stupid.
That's good. I like it.
It really is.
We got a split decision.
No. So the Bills can never win the division, right? Because the Patriots have won it for the last decade. The Bills haven't been any good. They can never be good again, right?
They can now because Tom Brady's gone,
by
Chris.
By this illogical way of thinking, we can never improve a franchise ever again. It's stupid. I don't get it. Like, it's comical in my mind.
It's loser mentality. Everybody can change. The only team that can't change is the Knicks. That's it.
They're doomed.
They're done. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis saying right now he will not issue a shelter-in-place order in Florida, calling it, quote, not advisable. Right now.
Quickly, why other big states are doing it? This seems to be a problem. Spring breakers are coming in. Chris said he still saw people on the beach all weekend, even though they're not supposed to be. What is the hang up? I'm glad he's not for the businesses, but I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. And he's getting a lot of pressure to do it, and he won't. I don't know why. And I'm not calling for it. I wouldn't want that job. I wouldn't want that job to have to make that decision today.
I wouldn't either, but we all know it's inevitable. It is going to happen throughout the country. It absolutely is. It's just a matter of time. Yeah. It's going to happen. Now, I think for what we're doing, right, Chris? I mean, you should be okay, I think.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We're essential to the infrastructure of society.
The National Emergency Broadcast System.
Which is scary, but yes.
Yes.
It's earned. Pete Shepard.
Paratrooper disagreeing with you, Chris. Detroit cannot get better. Fact, never have.
Okay, that's maybe
so
fair.
We need Aaron Rodgers to leave the division first, okay?
Drake fan says Disney's still set to open at the end of the month. No way. No way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's still set to because they don't want to make the call. That. Yeah, they can say
because
that.
Because they postponed it to March 30th and they haven't issued another statement since. That's what that's all about.
Well, they'll wait to the 29th at 12 o'clock at midnight, and then they'll issue it then because that no way is Disney World opening up in a month, at the end of the month. No way.
Not when the state's saying no gatherings in 10 or more.
Nope.
Well, I mean, think about the power play here. I mean, Disney has shut down, so that's a big part of Florida. I think DeSantis is really weighing the disease versus the cost of shutting down businesses during spring break. And that goes back to Trump's statement yesterday, let's not make the solution worse than the actual problem. Yep. And I think that's what he's juggling. And I don't know what the right answer is. I'm not going to sit here and be partisan or anything. I don't know.
But you can't have Disney World open while arenas are shut down. It's the same thing. It ain't going to happen. They're not playing baseball. They're not playing basketball. They're not playing hockey. So you can't go into those stadiums. You're not going to Disney World. End of story.
Well, that's what seems to be in place right now.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we got What You Got. That's next. Yeah. Close up. Boy, this day flew. See, we're having fun, people. Even to a week and a half I've been here. What are you going to talk about with no sports? We did another sports show today. Fact.
See, Chicken Salad was right. I was right. My instinct. He said, Chris, I meant it as winning the division, not being a better team. That's how I took it. And you jumped down this poor guy's throat. Jumped down chicken salad's throat and made him into chicken.
I like chicken salad. I love chicken salad. I like the texture. I like the meal. I had chicken salad this weekend. It's fantastic. I just get a little defensive when you come after my Dolphins because I want to have a real team to root for eventually in football.
Fins
pro
up.
Football.
What you got coming up next? Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by our friends at Twin Peaks. We got a pickup order over there for dinner right now. Bring it home. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. Happy birthday to Gino Auriemma, 1954. How about that?
Auriemma.
Moses Malone was born on this day, 1955. Jason Kidd, 1973. Maurice Jones-Drew, happy birthday. Oh, and happy birthday, Kyrie Irving, 1992. The world is flat. We lost Liz Taylor.
And so is his team.
That's true. We lost Liz Taylor in 2011 on this day. Chris, this is for you. 1957, North Carolina beat Kansas 54-53 in triple overtime.
First one.
For the title.
First national championship.
Beat Wilt Chamberlain, who was the fourth player ever to be named tournament most outstanding player despite losing.
Loser.
Let's see. Then in 1968, North Carolina just got crushed by UCLA, 78-55. UCLA's back-to-back with Lou Alcindor.
Yeah, they went on to win a few more after that, right?
Yeah, you helped them really get the, you got the streak going.
Only 10 in a row.
Was it 10 or 11?
It was 10, I believe.
Was it 10?
But 11 total because Jim Herrick won one later.
You know who he won that with?
No. Who? What?
Yeah, you do.
Well, what?
Lamar Odom, and then.
Oh.
Oh, wait. At UCLA?
No.
Yeah, then he transferred to Rhode Island.
Huh.
Or am I thinking of Tyus Edney?
Yeah, I think that's
where Tyus Edney is. And Paratrooper.
Yes, you do.
His birthday today as well.
Happy birthday, Paratrooper.
Happy birthday.
The Florida Marlins on this day in 1992 began selling tickets for the first time ever. And they haven't
They're
hit a million yet.
Trying to sell tickets.
And in 1994, Wayne Gretzky, an NHL record, 802nd goal scored. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yep.
Pete Shepard, what you got?
I'm going to update our Twin Peaks Twitter poll. Did you watch any classic sporting events or any sports this weekend? Your choices were classic rerun, esports, neither, or both. Neither way ahead at 57%, over 100 votes, by the way. Classic rerun, 28%, followed by esports at 12%, and both 3%.
Okay.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And Chris, what are you doing for your – well, you don't do Stone Cold Locks anymore. No sports.
Yeah. Just a little info for any local business owner. Beasley Media Group's doing a crisis management for local businesses. To get more information, you can register. It's free. Go to 993ESPN.com and search for crisis management for local businesses. This will be a free 30-minute webinar full of insights, advice, data, all that sort of thing. So another thing that Beasley Media Group is trying to do to help out local businesses
right
now.
And let's not forget, Chris, let's not forget
what we're doing. Right?
Yes, Operation Gift Card.
Gift Card. If your business, you can own the business, or if you work for the business and want to pass the information along to the owner, you can go to 993ESPN.com, go to Operation Gift Card page. You can fill out to have your business on this list of local vendors where people can go online, purchase the gift card now, put a little bit of money towards the business now, and then go back once we're allowed to go back, spend the money with the restaurant, you know, call in a pickup order, if you will. That's called Operation Gift Card up at 993ESPN.com.
Awesome.
Trying to help.
Very good.
Any way we can.
Yep, no
yes.
doubt. All right. Pete, what are you watching on TV tonight?
I'm not sure. Let's see. I'll probably watch One Beat Bobby Flay. But a movie? Oh, they've got tons of movies to watch, so I don't know. We'll find something.
I'm watching the news. Then I might
all night?
Then I might watch my... No, not all night.
I was going to say, it's depressing.
I might go find something else to do. I don't know. I Apparently, I can watch Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron!
Yes.
I'm really not in the mood.
Showtime and Epix are free until the middle of April, I'm told, on Xfinity anyway. So.
Showtime and what?
Epix.
Oh, okay.
Great movie stage. Like I said, go to On Demand and go to movies without commercials, and a bunch of them will come up.
All right.
Thousands.
I do that.
Or a couple thousand.
Chris, more drinking tonight?
Yeah. My kid and my wife just set off our ring alarm. We got that video doorbell.
Oh, just now?
Yeah. And she had a glass of wine, so we'll be drinking tonight.
Oh, she's already she's getting a head start on you every night.
Well, I feel bad. She's at home with those kids from, I leave it about noon every day now to come in here.
Right.
So she's got a good 6.5 hours, just her and the two boys, which, look, she's a parent. She's fine with it. Yeah. But 5 o'clock rolls around.
It's a little tiring.
Pours a glass of Chardonnay.
Sure.
Maybe
nothing
rosé.
Wrong with that.
Very good.
Maybe it's a Pinot.
Really?
Noir, not Grigio.
Oh.
She likes the drier, oakier stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Don't give her a sweet glass of wine. Likes a drier.
Not sweet, but a lot of ladies don't like the oaky.
Chardonnays. She's a fan of Yeah. What do they call it? Dry. I believe dry is the sommelier term.
I'll bet you fill up your recycle bin pretty full.
It goes out once a week.
Yeah, but it's full.
A lot of
glass bottles, a lot of aluminum cans.
Well, it's a lot of empty boxes, and I'm not a big fan of breaking down the box.
I hate that.
Oh, yeah.
I hate breaking down a box.
I get yelled at all the time.
By who? Who yells at you?
Elaine.
Oh.
You got to break that down? Yeah.
And then you don't?
Without giving the Malocchio from her, the evil eye. What? What?
Well, how would she know? Women don't take out garbage, ever. I mean, you could do whatever
Hang on,
want.
What?
Oh, this is behind the scenes.
About breaking down boxes. You yell at me, don't break down boxes.
Oh, she confirmed it?
She heard her name on the radio. There you go. Yeah, but I contend that women never take out the trash. You can do whatever you want. You can say, yeah, I broke it down. We're good. And then you put them out there and they disappear. And then you're good. Move on. Right?
Yep.
Are you with me, man?
Yep.
All right.
So we'll try it again tomorrow. Pete, let's be a little nicer to your dog tomorrow on air, okay?
Yeah, really. Don't scare your dog. Don't scare your pet alligator.
She jumped up on the couch with me for the second half of the show.
She's officially your mascot now. All right. Very good.
Good show, boys. A lot of fun as usual. Thanks to everybody, the texters and listeners and callers. Everything was, you guys are great.
All right. For Chris and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Thanks for listening. Good night, Southwest Florida. And God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.